Κόσμος 93,6 και 107.
Όλος ο κόσμος σε ένα ραδιόφωνο.
Ξεκίνησε ο ήχος της οθόνης με τον Γιάννη Πετρίδη στο Κόσμος.
A fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But here in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word, tradition.
Tradition! Tradition!
Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. And because of our traditions, every one of us knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home? The papa! The papa! Tradition! The papa! The papa! Tradition!
I hear they picked a bride for me. I hope she's pretty.
And who does Mama teach? To mend and tend and pick, preparing her to marry whoever got the pick. The daughter, the daughter.
Tradition.
And in the circle of our little village, we've always had our special types. For instance, Yenter the matchmaker, Reb Nachum the beggar, and most important of all, our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, Leibish.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar, of course. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us.
The others in our village, they make a much bigger circle. His honor constable, his honor the priest, his honor many, many others. We don't bother them, and so far they don't bother us. And among ourselves, we always get along perfectly well. Of course, there was the time when Itzik sold Avram a horse and told him it was only 6 years old, but it was really 12. But now it's all over, and everything is peaceful again. It was 12 years old.
It was 6.
Traditions, traditions. Without our traditions, our lives would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
Thank you.
Γεια σας. Από σήμερα ξεκινάμε στην πρώτη ώρα αυτής της δίωρης εκπομπής της Κυριακής στο Κόσμος την παρουσίαση μερικών από τα πιο αγαπημένα musical από τα παλιά χρόνια, από την δεκαετία του 40 μέχρι σήμερα. Ξεκίνησα με την εισαγωγή από ένα musical του 1971 στον κινηματογράφο, γιατί βέβαια είχε στηριχτεί στο θεατρικό του 64. Και θεωρώ λίγο, ας πούμε, επίκαιρο αυτό το musical, αφού η υπόθεση διαδραματίζεται το 1905 σε ένα ουκρανικό χωριό, την Ανατεύκα. Πρόκειται για την αμερικανική ιστορική μουσική ταινία του 71, σε παραγωγή και σκηνοθεσία του Norman Jewison, «Ο βιολιστής στην στέγη». Μια προσαρμογή του ομώνυμου musical του Broadway του 64, με πρωταγωνιστές τους Topol, Norman Crane, Molly Picon. Όπως σας είπα, η ταινία επικεντρώνεται σε έναν φτωχό Εβραίο Γαλατά που ζει στην Ανατεύκα της Ουκρανίας στα χρόνια του 1905 περίπου, ο οποίος έρχεται αντιμέτωπος με την πρόκληση να παντρέψει τις 5 κόρες του μέσα σε μια ένταση που υπάρχει στο χωριό του. Ξεκινήσαμε με την εισαγωγή και ήταν ο Topol. Συνεχίζω με το κομμάτι Matchmaker.
Thattle, you're the oldest. Yenta has to make a match for you before she can make one for me. Oh, Yenta, Yenta. Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things for themselves.
Well, she might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king. And
for me, well, I wouldn't holler if he were as handsome as anything.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone.
So find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books.
And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not? We only have one rabbi, and he only has one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right.
Huddle! Oh, Huddle! Have I made a match for you? He's handsome. He's young. All right, he's 62. But he's a nice man, a good catch. True? True. I promise you'll be happy. And even if you're not, there's more to life than that.
Don't ask me what.
Bride. He's handsome, he's tall, that is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch, right?
Right.
You heard he has a temper.
He'll beat you every night,
but only when he's sober.
So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince?
Well, I'll find the best I can.
With no dowry, no money, no family background. Be glad you got a man.
Match me.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please, take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good.
Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you were also obliged. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified. Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can get burned. So
drink me no ring, brew me no brew, bind me no bind, catch me no catch, unless he's a matchless man.
Αυτές ήταν οι πέντε κόρες του πρωταγωνιστή στην ταινία και στο musical «Ο βιολιστής στη στέγη». Matchmaker. Τη μουσική για την ταινία διευθύνει και διασκευάζει ο μεγάλος John Williams από την αρχική μουσική του Jerry Bock. Ο Williams έχει συνθέσει επίσης πρόσθετη μουσική για το soundtrack της ταινίας. Ένα από τα πιο γνωστά τραγούδια από τον βιολιστή στη στέγη, τώρα από τον Τοπόλ. Αν ήμουν πλούσιος.
Oh, dear Lord. You made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bidda bidda bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a bidda bidda rich, idle diddle 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 man, I'd build a big tall house with the rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with the real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say, here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. If I were a biddy-biddy rich, idle-diddle-diddle-diddle-man, I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to phone on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebetavia, pardon me, Rebetavia, posing
problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Hear it, hear it, hear it, hear it. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. And that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. Oh, hey, long, hey, biddy, biddy, bum. If I were a wealthy man, hey, you wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man.
Ο βιολιστής της Στέγη κυκλοφόρησε στις κινηματογραφικές αίθουσες πριν 51 χρόνια ακριβώς αυτήν την εβδομάδα από την United Artists. Σημείωσε και κριτική και εμπορική επιτυχία. Η ταινία ήταν υποψήφια για 8 Όσκαρ και μέσα σε αυτά βέβαια και για καλύτερη ταινία. Κέρδισε καλύτερη διασκευή μουσικής, καλύτερη φωτογραφία, καλύτερο ήχο.
To our prosperity, to good health and happiness,
and most important, to life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life.
Is to the father I've tried to be.
Is to my bride to be.
Bring l'chaim to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Bring l'chaim to life. God would like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim. To title my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about.
Something to drink about.
Drink l'chaim. To life.
Montre.
Yes, what is it, Lizabeth?
And montre. Drinks for everybody.
What's the big occasion, Lizzie?
I am taking myself a bride.
Who's the lucky one?
Tevye's eldest, Zeitel.
Raise a whoop to Tevye.
To Zeitel, your daughter.
My wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Drink l'chaim to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that favors you. We know that when good fortune favors to such men, it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, long life. And if our good fortune never comes, kiss to whatever comes. Drink l'chaim to life.
Thank you.
a thousand reasons to rejoice. So much as the road to heaven, bless you, God has spoken to your health, and may we live together in peace.
Hey!
Κόσμος 93,6 και 107.
Όλος ο κόσμος σε ένα ραδιόφωνο.
Ακούσαμε λίγο πριν το τραγούδι To Life από το Fiddler on the Roof. Αυτό τώρα που έρχεται είναι ένα από τα δημοφιλέστερα, όπως το If I Were a Rich Man. Ο τίτλος του είναι Sunrise Sunset. Το έχουν πει πολύ μεγάλοι καλλιτέχνες μετά από την πρώτη εκτέλεση στο θέατρο και αυτή εδώ στον κινηματογράφο. Ο Μπιν Κρόσμπι, ο Έντι Φίσερ, ο Χάρι Τζέιμς και η ορχήστρα του, ο Πέρι Κόμο, ο Ρότζερ Γουιτάκερ, ο Μπόμπι Βίντον. Εμείς το ακούμε όπως ακούγεται στην κινηματογραφική ταινία.
Yesterday when they were small, sunrise, sunset, sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the days, seedlings turn overnight to sun.
words of wisdom can I give them? How can I help to ease their way?
Now they must learn from one another, day by day.
They look so natural together,
just like two newlyweds should be.
Is there a canopy in store?
Sunrise, Sunset, με τον Topol και κάποιους από τους πρωταγωνιστές στην κινηματογραφική ταινία «Ο βιολιστής στη στέγη». Ένα άλμπουμ, soundtrack, κυκλοφόρησε με διπλό βινήλιο από την United Artists το 1971 και αυτό είχε τεράστια επιτυχία όπως και η ταινία.
Thank you.
Ήταν η μουσική από την κινηματογραφική ταινία «Βιολιστής στην στέγη» που ακούγεται στη σκηνή της γιορτής του γάμου, ο χορός του Μπουκαλιού. Θα ακούσουμε τώρα το «Do You Love Me» από τον Τοπόλ.
Older, he's a good man. I like him. He's a little crazy, but I like him. And, what's more important, Puddle likes him. Puddle loves him. So what can we do? It's a new world, God. A new world. Love. Golder, do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well?
With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out. Go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
No, Golda, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well.
For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked your cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Golden, the first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Golden, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well?
For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
And you love me.
I suppose I do.
Then I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice to know.
Θα ακούσουμε τώρα από την κινηματογραφική εκδοχή «Βιολιστής στην στέγη», «Μακριά από το σπίτι που αγαπώ».
He asks you to leave your father and mother and join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa. He did not ask me to go. I want to go.
What?
Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love? Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shape of my dreams? Helpless now I stand with him, watching older dreams grow dim.
folly choice this is. Wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so far from the home I love? Yet there with my love, I'm home.
Papa, God alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands.
Στο Broadway, ο πρωταγωνιστής για το musical «Βιολιστής στη στέγη» ήταν ο Ζήρο Μόστελ, ένας σπουδαίος ηθοποιός που τον έχουμε δει σε άλλες σχηματογραφικές ταινίες. Είχε πάρει φοβερές κριτικές για την εμφάνισή του αυτή στο θέατρο. Χρόνια αργότερα, ο Νόρμαν Τζούισον, ο σκηνοθέτης της ταινίας, είπε ότι ένιωθε ότι είχε τόσο μεγάλη προσωπικότητα ο Ζήρο Μόστελ, ώστε εάν τον έπαιρνε να είναι και πρωταγωνιστής στην ταινία, θα ήταν περισσότερο ο Ζήρο Μόστελ παρά ο χαρακτήρας που ήθελε ο Τζούισον να βγει μέσα από τον βιολιστή στη στέγη.
Little bird, little traveler, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were. Chavale, chavale. Little bird, little chavale, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were. Havale, havale.
Στις 28 Μαΐου του 2020 ανακοινώθηκε από την MGM, δηλαδή πριν από δύο χρόνια, ότι η παραγωγή Dan Jinks και Aaron Harling θα ξαναγυρίσουν την ταινία «Ο βιολιστής στη στέγη» τα επόμενα χρόνια, με τον Thomas Kyle, που είναι γνωστός για τη δουλειά του στο Hamilton και το Grease Live, να σκηνοθετεί αυτή την ταινία.
Rabbi, we've waited all our lives for the Messiah. Wouldn't now be a good time for him to come?
We'll have to wait for him someplace else. Meanwhile, let's start packing.
Well, Anatevka hasn't been exactly the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot,
a pan,
a broom,
a hat.
Someone should have set a match to this place years ago.
A bench,
a tree.
What's a house?
Or a stove?
People who pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood?
A piece of cloth?
What do we leave? Nothing much, only Anatevka. Anatevka, Anatevka, underfed, overworked, Anatevka. Where else could Sabbath be so sweet? Anatevka, Anatevka, intimate, obstinate,
fathers have been forced out of many, many places at a moment's notice.
Maybe that's why we always wear our hats.
Ακούσαμε το Anatevka, το χωριό που διαδραματίζεται η υπόθεση βιολιστής στη στέγη. Θα συνεχίσουμε την άλλη εβδομάδα στην πρώτη ώρα με ένα άλλο από τα αγαπημένα musical. Σε ελάχιστα λεπτά εδώ στο Κόσμος συνεχίζουμε επίσης τη δεκαετία του 80.
May the Lord protect and defend you. May he always shield you from shame. May you come to be in Israel a shining name. May you be like Ruth and like Esther. May you be deserving of praise. Strengthen them, O Lord, and keep them from the strangers. May God bless you and grant you long life.
May the Lord fulfill our Sabbath prayer for you. May God make you good mothers and wives.
May he send you husbands who will care for you.
May the Lord protect and defend.
May the Lord protect and defend.
May the Lord preserve you from pain.
May the Lord preserve you from
pain. Favor them, O Lord.
Favor them, O Lord.
With happiness and peace.
For
hear our Sabbath prayer.
Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a Daniel once again, stood by his side, and miracle of miracles, walked him through the lion's den. Wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles, I was afraid that God would frown, but like he did so long ago in Jericho, God just made a wall fall down. When Moses softened Pharaoh's heart, that was a miracle. When God made the waters of the Red Sea part, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is that out of a worthless lump of clay, God has made a man today. Wonders, miracle of miracles, God took a tailor by the hand, turned him around, and miracle of miracles led him to the promised land. When David slew Goliath, yes, that was a miracle. When God gave us manna in the wilderness, that was a miracle too. But of all God's miracles, large and small, the most miraculous one of all is the one I thought could never.